one halacha in the laws of Sisi, Siman Yudhet. The big mahloket Rishonim between Harambam and Harosh. The Gemara says in Menachot that a Laila loves Man Sisit. At night, it's not the time of Sisit. Harambam learns that very simply, that no garment whatsoever is Hayav in Sisit at night. Whereas any garment will be Hayav during the day. It's very black and white, according to Harambam. Laila loves Man Sisit. Whereas the Rosh has a different way of understanding it. He says that a garment that's designated for night wear is patur from sisit. For example, say a pajama. However, a garment that's designated for daily wear, day wear, would be hayav at night. So laila loves man sisit is not conclusive. Comes out, according to the Rosh, for example, at night, if a person is wearing day wear, he would be obligated to put on sisit. Whereas according to Harambam, he would be patur. The opposite also would be true. Something that's designated for night wear, that he's wearing during the day. According to the Rosh, since it's designated for night wear, it's patur. Whereas according to Harambam, it's going to be hayab. It's big mahloket. Question then would be, who do we posek like in the halakha? The Bet Yosef sounds like he's posek like the Rambam. However, if you open up Shulchan Aruch, in Yud Chet Siman Aleph, Maram brings down both Shitot, Harambam and then Harosh. And he doesn't say really who the halakha is like. Although one may argue and say, well, he brought the Rambam first, and therefore must be like his holding like him. But he didn't bring it as a Stam Vayesh, nor did he bring it as a Yesh Vayesh to say he's going like the Rosh. The Poskim say, Acham Raya holds, Maran could be in Shulchan Aruch is Mesupak. Could be he retracted from what he said in the Bet Yosef at the Halakha like the Rambam, and now he holds he's Mesupak. Therefore, we have to be stringent. Stringent means that we're not going to make a Beracha on a garment that is designated for night wear, if we're wearing it during the day, in order to suspect the opinion of the Rosh, nor are we going to make a beracha on something that's designated for the day if we wear it at night. Even though the Rosh says to make a beracha, we have to suspect the opinion of Harambam. For that reason, we don't make a beracha on a talet after sunset. A talet gadol that we wear would be considered a garment that's designated for day wear. According to the Rosh, you'd have to make a beracha if you put it on at night. Because bottom line, it's a bigger than miyuchad leyom. However, Rambam would say if you're wearing your talet at night, it's night. According to the Rosh, you would make a beracha. According to Rambam, you would not. We say safek berachot la'akel. Therefore, the halacha says, and we know the menhag already, is that after sunset, we don't make a beracha on the talet. That's why, for example, on Leil Kippur, we try to come to shul before sunset to make a beracha on the talet. However, Hacham Avadia has a novel interpretation to say that if somebody really wants to make the beracha after sunset, he has what to rely on if he makes it within the 13 and a half minutes after sunset, Ben Hashem Hashor. Although it's hard to understand because really it's a safek over here, and we say safek berachot la'akel. Chaim David, for example, in Halacha Berura, clearly said not to make the beracha after sunset. And probably that's a Chaim Avadia's opinion as well. He's just saying those that are lenient and what to rely on by the Chetachila, one should not make a beracha after sunset. Now, the Hadush over here is, one should not make a beracha after he prayed Arbit. Even if he prayed Arbit, maybe on Yom. This would happen, for example, let's say at a wedding, where the Hatan prayed Arbit and it's still a Be'od Yom. Now he goes on the Chuppah, they give him the Talit to make the beracha. Well, it's still daylight outside, so he wants to make the ta'atif, and then shehiyanu. He cannot make the ta'atif. Because once he prayed arbit already, he made it night. Then it would already be tarti the satmi. Make up your mind. Is it day or is it night? So therefore, in the case where a person is going to put on his talit, he should make sure that he didn't pray arbit yet. Last but not least, the kafahayim, rafida, I guess it's based on the Arizal, that they held one should not wear the talit either, even wear it after sunset. A lot of times, for example, on a fast day, our customers to wear talit tefillin. So sunset already comes, and people are still wearing the talit. Once you try to take off the talit before sunset, and our minhag as well is that we do not wear the talit on Motzei Kippur during Arbit. Although some poskim wanted to say Mishtab Rura that after Arbit it's still considered like your malach Motzei Kippur, if you can continue wearing your talit. But other poskim, as brought down in the Yalkut, clearly said that the custom is to take off the talit after Kippur and not to pray with it on Motzei Kippur.